bringing you his authentic perspectives on important topics.
They live in suburbs together. They live in the city together. They hang out together, all in the same family. We're the only idiots that fight because we want our voice to only be on one side. Like, does that even make any sense? And when the side loses, you lose everything. They, on the other hand, have a voice no matter what, because somebody that looks like them is always in control.
Frank, candid, and straight to the point.
Well, it's just a skewed system.
Of course it is.
It's a lot of a judgment.
But answer my question, though. Should we let people go? Should we let people go? Like, let's just forget about bail altogether. And if your neighbor commits a homicide and kills people, if you kill people and they next to you and you just let them come back and live right next to you, they can live upstairs from you. Let them come in your house.
Frank, candid and straight to the point. This is the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth and The Truth App.
Now, he's the mayor of the city of Milwaukee. He's a young man. Give him a chance. I only complain about things that I care about. What I want you to do is pretend like I'm in St. Louis. And all I'm asking the mayor and the Common Council president and the Common Council, show me.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is Dr. Ken Harris.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. Want to remind you, Thursday, I have one of the best guests you will ever hear. Quiet. I'm talking. It's Monday. That's how fun I am. That like talking to myself when I play music too loud. It's going to be the bomb. Tara Roberts. And I'm not going to tell you anything about what she does. You need to be here. You need to hear it for yourself. I also have a surprise guest coming with Tara. It's going to be great. It's going to be Thursday, 5 o'clock. Make sure you're here. Tara Roberts. You can Google her. You can check out her book. But you really don't and won't get it until you are here to hear it for yourself. 833-212-1017 is the number. On that day, like every day, you can stream it and watch us on YouTube at 1017thetruth.com and make sure you subscribe and hit the notification bell, ding, so you never, ever, ever miss a show. So here's the deal. First of all, I'm going to turn the microphone on and off all the time because I'm in the middle of that transitioning from April to May. It's like I transitioned from October to November, and I get that cold, right? So I'm thinking, do I need a spring flu shot? I wonder. Anyway, just as they say, thinking off the top of my head, that makes it very, very shallow. All right. So I want to talk to you all about something because I, over the weekend, have been doing significant research. And have been hearing and watching and listening and looking. And by the way, my snack now is sunflower seeds. So I gave up on all the junk food and all that stuff. I'm gonna just try to do it right. So help me with something. And by the way, if you have a comment on this, 833-212-1017 is the number. I want to talk about conspiracy theories. But I want to talk about why we have conspiracy theories, right? I want to talk about things like right-wing conspiracy theories. You know, we have a lot of things that are going on in the community and a lot of things that are run through the community that we don't really give real argument to. We let things slide because everybody agrees with it. And so we tend to error in confirmation bias because it sounds like it should do. Now, watch this. everybody seems to believe the theory when it very specifically touches their culture or race. And that's unfortunate because there are some things that have been made up that sound strange, but when you ask people for credit, or when you ask people for credit, when you ask people for proof, there's the fictitious man or the man somebody interviewed who said they flew the plane for the CIA to put cocaine in the black community, but nobody knows his name. See, the whole point of it, when it's true, everybody knows every part of it. There's nothing left unturned. But yet, we believe in things that really make no sense. We call it the man. We call it white people. White people call it black people. Like, it's always something else. But when you put your finger on it, it's the infamous and ubiquitous they. They did it. They're the problem. The other issue is, how do you get people, when you give them factual data that literally debunks their conspiracy theory, why is it they won't give up the conspiracy theory? Why is it they believe two competing pieces of information at the same time and they're perfectly okay remaining there? Well, I still think that might be true, but I still believe. One of those people was Breton Harrison Tarrant. I don't know if you all remember him. He's from New Zealand. He wrote a 72, 74, 76, like after you get over like 7 pages. Does it really matter? A manifesto that talked about white supremacy. We're talking about a guy who literally believed, that white people are going down in number and that the numbers of minorities and black people is going up and they had to do something about it. So he was the one that committed the Christchurch mosque shooting. And most people don't remember that. But if you check it out on my computer is not helping me today at all. Let me put it over here. If you go to the Wikipedia site and check it out, I think you'll be amazed at the information that you will gather on the mosque shootings in New Zealand. Now, you might say that that's in New Zealand, but I've got some other examples of quote-unquote conspiracy theories that whites believe that are generating some of the things that are occurring today. So if you know about the Christchurch shootings in New Zealand, they talk about two consecutive mass shootings that took place in Christchurch, New Zealand on March 15th of 2019. And my source is Wikipedia, committed by a single perpetrator during Friday prayer, first at the Al Noor Mosque in Riccarton at 1:40 p.m. and almost immediately afterwards, the Linwood Islamic Center at 1:52. 51 people altogether were killed, 89 injured, 40 by gunfire. Who was the perpetrator? Brenton Tarrant, arrested after his car was rammed by a police squad as he was driving to a third mosque in Ashburton. He live streamed the first shooting on Facebook. But this is the kind of guy who was sentenced to life in prison without possibility of parole. The first time anybody in New Zealand has ever been sentenced like that. He's a white nationalist, white supremacist beliefs. The problem was he believed in some things that didn't make any sense, But one of the things I wanted to talk about today as it relates to conspiracy theories was the Great Replacement. We've heard people scream it. We've heard people say it. But do you really know what that is and where it comes from? The Great Replacement, or the Grand Replacement, as they talked about it in France, was espoused by Claude Camus. He was French. Original theory versus the theory we have now. The original theory said ethnic French and white European populations at large are being demographically and culturally replaced by non-whites, especially from Muslim majority countries. This is a European thing. Through mass migration, demographic growth, and a drop in the birth rate of white Europeans. Since then, similar claims have advanced in other national contexts, notably in the United States. Mainstream scholars have dismissed these claims as a conspiracy of replacist elitists as rooted in a misunderstanding of geographic statistics and premised upon the unscientific racist worldview. So some people here actually believe that one of the reasons why there's a decline is the Great Replacement. And that is the fear of immigrants moving to America. Now, if you ask people, are they afraid of immigrants coming here? Some of them won't say because it's legal. They'll say immigrants, period, which is odd to me because everyone in your family heritage are immigrants unless you're native to this land. So it's a bit ironic, or just plain stupid, to believe that immigrants are going to make you become less. But today we're living in a time where the Great Replacement is real, or so they think. I don't know if you've heard of this. Are you familiar with the 14 words? See, many people have not heard about a lot of this. And it's not to create any animosity. It's not to create any conspiracies. It's so you know, understand, and recognize. Now, don't go off the handle. The 14 words is a reference to the most popular white supremacist slogan in the world. And what is that? We must secure the existence of our people and a future for white children. That is the slogan coined by David Lane. He was a member of the white supremacist terrorist group known as The Order. He died in prison in 2007. The term reflects the primary white supremacist worldview in the late 20th and 21st century today, that unless immediate action is taken, the white race is doomed to extinction by an alleged rising tide of color, purportedly controlled by Jews. And so what we're seeing in America today is somehow connected, or is it not? Is it a conspiracy, or is it a conspiracy theory? Because if it's a conspiracy, that means that you've proven it. You've gone in and gotten factual information. Is that correct? Well, you remember Charlottesville, Unite the Right rally. Donald Trump said those were good people there. Really? Well, Charlottesville, Virginia. Alt-right neo-Nazis, neo-fascist white nationalists, neo-Nazis, Klansmen, and far-right militia. Those don't really sound like nice people to me. But these are the same people that follow, right, the 14 words, but they also follow the number 88. And so what people miss is if you see the number 1488, that refers to the 14 words and the letter H and the letter H. Bless you. Did you sneeze? So the HH is because the 88 is because H is the eighth letter of the alphabet. You have HH because it's Heil Hitler. So some people will put in their license plates. They'll put a number on their shirt, 1488. That's a white supremacist. Some of the lies that have been told. Some of the things that we believe as human beings, as people, differs from race to race, culture to culture, but there's so many things that we have to understand. There's so many things that we have to know are actual conspiracies versus conspiracy theories. My question is, why do we believe conspiracy theories? Why do we believe conspiracies actually exist? And my question to you today, what conspiracy do you believe is true? And even though you may have heard contrary information, you believe it. Now, I've heard, and somebody told me today, that they believe the CIA is the reason why crack cocaine is in the black community. I've heard that. Haven't seen any information on it. But I want to know what you think. 833-212-1017. What is your number one conspiracy? Do you really believe it? Do you still believe it? Is that real? Because, I mean, I can support you on anything you do, on anything you say, on anywhere you go. But the one thing I can't do, the one thing I can't support as it relates to you, conspiracy theories.
And that is Dr. Ken's Truth on the new 101.7 The Truth. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. I got hollered at.
Where are you at? You was supposed to get in there. You're a minute late.
Ah! I'm like, I'm sorry, sir. I know you're the producer of the show, and I have to and I have to be here. Yeah, I noticed that little voice I use. Somebody actually said that to me.
You be using the funny voices when you be talking about other people, just like I did now.
Anyway, 833-212-1017 is the number. Brian, you're on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. What you got?
I got several of them for you.
Okay. Wait a minute. Are these ones that you actually believe?
Yeah, I believe them.
Okay. So you open to a little pushback. Is that what I'm hearing?
Absolutely.
All right, brother.
I think certain people already knew 9/11 was going to happen before it happened.
And what proof do you have of that?
Seeing Alex Jones do an interview before it even happened, a month before, saying that Osama bin Laden or they were going to fly planes into the World Trade Center, seeing him say it. Tucker Carlson, even Tucker Carlson did an interview with him because he saw it himself. He recently did an interview with Alex Jones on it. And I saw it way before it happened, too. Prince wrote a song about it, talking about Bin Laden's going to bomb. Bin Laden's going to bomb.
But that's what they do.
Prince did a song about
it. Dude, he's a terrorist. He's always been a terrorist. Like, that's like saying, you know what? Next week, I know when Dr. King goes to that event, he going to talk too much. Well, that's what
And here's another one.
Okay.
And here's another one. 2011, Jay-Z and Kanye West predicted the pandemic. They were talking about the pandemic is coming. The pandemic is coming. They had a whole video about it.
But where's their proof? So, like when
the
you
proof
have facts,
is in,
no, you just can't say it. No.
Foreshadowing is proof.
Dude,
foreshadowing is proof.
Foreshadowing is not proof. You're going to die.
Foreshadowing is proof.
You're going to die. Am I going to foreshadow your death now? No.
So in that case, everybody's going to die.
That's my point.
Now we know that.
That's my point. So when you say you foreshadow a pandemic is coming, if you foreshadow sickness is coming, we've had pandemics before. We've had sickness that has come over here before. Ebola almost broke out. Nobody say nothing about that.
There's a picture of Jay-Z with a picture of his hair now, sitting watching a television on his shirt back in the 2000s. And that's exactly the way he dresses now, with the crazy hair and the cartoon image.
That means nothing, though. Like, what are you reading
from
that?
Foreshadowing.
Foreshadowing is just like, dude, people foreshadow who's going to win the World Series. And then they win.
All right, put it
this
way.
Is that the same thing?
Put it this way.
Yes, sir.
You remember, I know you've heard of the Mandela effect, right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, back in the 80s, you're probably, I don't know if you're younger or maybe we're both the same age, but you know back in the 80s, we remember Mandela dying in prison in the 80s. Don't we remember that?
We remember hearing that Mandela died in prison.
Okay, and then all of a sudden he pops up as the president of South Africa?
That was not a short thing. His sentence got commuted. He got released. He came back and he ran. I mean, it wasn't like one then and then the other. It wasn't like they said he was dead and then out of the blue he became president. That didn't happen.
Yeah, well, they scrubbed the papers, but we did see them say that he died in prison. I'm not the only person that remembers this.
And what paper did
I know you remember. Pardon me?
And what paper did you read it?
Actually, it was on the Larry King Show. Because back in them days, the Larry King Show was the only show on the national airwaves.
Correct.
Westwood One.
Correct.
So I remember. Here's another one for you. The Home Depot. They're just starting to use the in front of Home again. They used to didn't use the in front of it. A few years ago, they used to call it Home Depot.
What does that mean?
Huh?
Why? So why do you care? Is that a conspiracy or something or what?
No, that's a Mandela effect. I'm just putting all these things out here to let you know that the world is not as you see it.
So what is
it? There are games being played on us. There are games.
Mm. Okay.
Our reality is nothing more than a stage and a game.
And so what are you going to do about it?
There's nothing you can do about it but watch it and recognize it and deal with what's in front of you on a daily basis.
Wow.
Peace.
So no hope. No, like, yeah. Wow. So that was that. I don't necessarily believe him. I don't. Where's your proof? How much proof do you need to believe that a conspiracy is true? When we come back, I'm going to talk about one of the oldest theories that to this day people actually think was true. And it's not. And we've probably started wars, had killings and homicides for no reason. And it makes absolutely no sense. But yet, here we are. Conspiracy theories, you're listening to 1017 The Truth. I only pause because it drives Zach crazy. Zach be looking at me like, dude, you pause again, I'm going to hit you in your head. And then he actually hit me in my head. Look at this. See this? Y'all see this? See this? Where is it? See this? That's from Zach. Y'all see that? You see it? It's on YouTube, Zach. Look. It's on YouTube. Right there. His fault. Look at that. Look at that. Right there. It's Zach. Look at that. Close up. Close up. Right there. Get real close. You want me to lean in? That's a natural thing that I've had on my head since I was a kid. And people used to call me knot boy. Look at a knot boy. Because when you got a small head and a big knot, right? So look, it looked like this. Like this big thing hanging off your head. And as my head got bigger, the knot got smaller. And then the people started calling me big head. I was very sensitive as a kid. People are hurtful when you're children. When I was growing up, people were hurtful. Now I don't care. You can talk about me if you want. Say what you want. I don't really care. Okay. Now, if it's something criminal and I didn't do it, I'm coming after you. I am coming after you. Talk a text line. Good day to you, sir. Pontificate, my pencil sharpened and at the ready. Reginald, keep it ready because when I come back, we're going to talk about one of the most prolific conspiracy theories and some people that got tied up in it who had to later recant and change their mind. And I mean publicly recant and change their mind because it was that bad.
Don't touch that dial. More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Chance his girlfriend came across a needle and soon she did the same. At home there are 17-year-old boys and their idea of fun is being in a gang called the Disciples, high on crack, toting a machine gun.
Yep. You can let it keep going. I'm just that's my song. I love this song.
Time.
Yep. 833-212-1017 is the number. What is your conspiracy theory that you believe? Hurricane Annie ripped the ceiling off a church and killed everyone inside. So you're going to let's fade it after I just try to build myself up and be... you can fade it. No, you can fade it. Forget it. Hurt my feelings again. He hurt my feelings at least once a day.
He'd be like, you stupid. Like, go in there and do your talk show. I'd be like, yes, sir. Get in there. Here's your stuff you need to read. Here's your stuff you need to say. I was like, okay.
And then DJ Brother Z be behind him going, yeah! So I'd be like, okay. So I just give up. I just come in here and do my show every day. Y'all didn't know that, did you? The producers run everything. They just jack us. They just be like, get in there and do your show.
Yes, sir.
And then I just walk into my show. It's terrible. It's terrible. Somebody should call the Anti-Cruelty Society. Oh, yeah, that'll go over well. So let me get this right. This guy's 60 what? And you're 20 what? and you make him do what? Right. And everything will be great. They're going to call out the people. They're going to say, well, who is it? They're going to be like, it's Dr. Ken Harris. They're going to be like, no, bye. Be like, wait, what? I said, I don't even believe it. And so it's unfortunate that your reputation can have you at a point where people can say, nah, that didn't happen. Or, yeah, that happened. And that's unfortunate, but that's how conspiracies start. Moni said, watch Snowfall and Narcos and you'll see the U.S. CIA and DEA involvement. Those are not real shows. Even if it's a documentary, it's not a real show. Come on. And all I got to do is say at the beginning, based on real events. And then everybody thinks it's real. You know what the only real event was? The title, Narcos. Oh, no, I'm being facetious, but come on. Where's your proof? Chris said, honestly, the one that I can't get past is COVID-19 being planned. Also, sorry, I just have a hard time letting that one go. Okay, but Chris, I don't understand what you mean. Was it planned or not? Does anybody believe COVID-19 was planned? Because when COVID-19 started, they blamed black people for the whole thing. To the point where some idiot, yes, I'm calling the entity an idiot, gave the medical college money to do a study in Sherman Park for black people. And we signed up for it like a fool. I was stupid to do that. That was a stupid move on my part to go to some study because they're trying to find out about COVID when they thought COVID started. The black community is the one that's really, but more y'all died than we did. So, you know, I mean, people in Milwaukee, who y'all mean? I wasn't talking race, but I just find it interesting that we are so fast to believe idiocy. Kelvin said, I don't believe we ever landed on the moon. So what did they do with what's the name today? Do you believe that, what is it? Was it Virgin Blue that went up today? The all women? You believe that? He said, you don't believe it because it was women. Blue Origin, Blue Orchid, Blue TV screen, whatever. Wow. He said he don't believe it because it was women. Ooh. Anyway, I did not say that. Exploiting the crack epidemic at the expense of black Americans. But what does that mean, Moni? Exploiting it. Who exploited it? See, I've heard with like Snowfall and Narcos that the CIA planted crack cocaine in the black community. And if that's the case, who got paid from the crack epidemic? I don't understand. The hospitals that treated them? Like, I don't understand who got paid. The drug dealers didn't make that much. The only people that made money are the people in Medellin or wherever in Mexico or Central America that initially sold the drug. Everywhere after that, you didn't make any real money. Anyway, I wanted to talk to you about the protocols of the learned elders of Zion. The protocols of Zion have been around. There have been documentaries and books and all sorts of stuff where people will tell you to the point that they actually published it as a book. People will tell you that it's real. They'll tell you that it's a detailed Jewish plot for world and global domination. First published in Imperial Russia in 1903, translated into multiple languages, and disseminated internationally in the early part of the 20th century, it played a key part in popularizing belief in an international Jewish cabal. In 1921, a British newspaper found that it was what? Fabricated. A hoax. But what they did is they took sources, but it was read to be factual. Teachers taught German school children throughout Nazi Germany as if it was real. presented by anti-Semitic groups. It's a fabricated document that people said was factual. The document included the assassination of Umberto I, the first, in 1900, William McKinney in 1901, for example, as these events were plotted out in advance. But they weren't. And it went on and on with political conspiracy as its background. And so when you read it, it sounds so truthful and so real that you know who the one person is that fell for it and published a book on it. And he was anti-Semitic and didn't like Jews. Y'all drive the cars every day. Henry Ford. But later he recanted the book when he found out that the protocols of the learned elders of Zion was a hoax. And this was in the 1950s, and it had been regarded a hoax for at least 30 years by then. But these are the kinds of things that when you are given information that is directly opposite to what you believe, where does bias come in? Where is it that you continue to look like the crack epidemic in the black community? Anybody believe that, by the way? The CIA doing the crack epidemic and created the crack epidemic? And so my question has always been, for what reason? What is the reason why someone would put crack cocaine in the black community? I'm just asking. 833-212-1017. I'm wondering to what end? To destroy black people? There are not enough black people that have done drugs to be on crack to get rid of all. Okay, I'm just. Now, granted, anecdotally, you may know a lot of people that smoke weed. Okay. But that doesn't mean it's going to skip and roll all the way up to cocaine and crack cocaine. So 833-212-1017 is the number. What are your thoughts? Oh, I forgot. When we come back, I'm gonna check YouTube as well. Cause I'm sure we got some interesting things going on. You know, these are times in everybody's life when life tosses you a curveball and you have to readjust and realign and rededicate your resources to making things better. You know, sometimes you may know what to do, and other times you just kind of stumble through, and it's the first time you've ever faced an issue, especially when it's financial. For the last couple of decades, I've been able to turn to Educators Credit Union. I've had financial issues that involved other family members, and I've had to go in and get advice and get a plan, and I'm here to tell you it worked. At Educators, our members are our purpose. As a credit union, we're not concerned about profits or the bottom line for shareholders. Our greatest reward is you achieving your financial dreams through lower rates and access to free financial resources. Experience more heart and less hassle by making the switch today. Achieve more at ecu.com. Insured by NCUA, membership eligibility is required.
Don't touch that dial. More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris, 833-212-1017. is the number. One of my favorite songs. 833-212-1017 is the number. So we were talking about conspiracy theories. So what are some conspiracy theories that you've heard? The biggest one is the Protocols of Zion. And that lie has been around for over 100 years, but yet we continue to hear it in little different ways. You know, Jews are taking over the world. Jews are like, really? But anything that gives you information contrary to it, they just kind of pretend like, And so what is it about the mind that you hear information that is very specific, but yet you still go against it like it's no big deal? And why is it that when you hear information that's clear and convincing that the conspiracy that you believe is not true, you mitigate it? Well, some of it was, well, some of it is, and it makes no sense. Now, there's a difference in a conspiracy theory and a conspiracy. A conspiracy theory is just that. It's theoretical. Well, I believe it's this because of that. Oh, okay. Conspiracy. Did you look at the way Martin Luther King was killed and John F. Kennedy was killed and Abraham Lincoln was killed and on for what reason? I've just never understood it. With zero proof. Is it a mindset that we have that we want to believe those things? And we tend to believe the things that are racial based, right? When we talk about immigrants coming in and taking over the world, it's based on white people believing that they're losing their power. Crack cocaine in the black community put in by the CIA is believed by the black community because it's, right? So we tend to believe, ironically, there's a study that shows that that once you're educated, bachelor's or master's degree, about 22% of them believe in conspiracy theories across the board, race and gender. So is it me or is it the more educated you are, the more theories you believe in? Sue, you're on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. How are you?
Hi, good. I think that it is to the advantage of people who believe a certain way to buy into any of their fear or paranoia so that they can get all more heated up, and I think that's a rush.
But what do you mean by buy into it?
Well, I think that black communities have been drugs have been poured into the communities, and back in the day in New York in the ghettos, guns were back into the communities because I believe that white power and the Klan and all that need to prove that black people are less and more vulnerable, so they put them in situations.
But what that sounds like is that black people are so weak and nimble and stupid that they can be actually, well, that's what you're saying, because now they're be able
to,
hang on, let me say my interpretation of it. Y'all
got
could
it.
Just, white people can, I'm saying y'all, white people can just come in and do something and we'll just fall for it. Because that's the mentality we have today of how many people, white, think of the black community. That you could tell them anything, you could do it. That's how the Democratic Party treats us. So prove me wrong. It's a theory.
My turn?
Absolutely. Maybe.
Okay. I think that the white I think that the white powers that be have disadvantaged the black community so much that then when they throw in a new toy, whether it's drugs or guns or whatever, anybody who's been pushed around so long feels downtrodden already, so is more susceptible, I think.
Listen to what you're saying. That psychologically, black people are so stupid that y'all could just do anything. No. To us. We're just, listen to what
white people did it to them.
Really?
White people did it to them. White people disadvantaged the black people. No, you're not stupid at all.
That is, First of all, I don't need you to call me stupid. Are you serious?
Come on, listen. I'm not calling them stupid. I'm saying that since slavery, since the black people have been imprisoned in privatization, the white people have done everything they could to make sure the black gerrymandering, everything.
Sure,
all
those things have happened.
That white people have taken.
Come out. Sure, those things have happened, but we're not asking you to be our ally because we're so poor and downtrodden we can't do it ourselves. Like, what is that?
No, I'm not saying anything about an ally.
So then answer my question. What is in your mind that you think that black people are so susceptible to white people coming in and taking advantage of, which they did with federal law, that today we need your help?
No, I think there's nothing stupid about white people.
Answer my question.
Black people. I think that the white people have made sure by not allowing a money advantage, not allowing reading advantage, not allowing education advantage, all these other
things that white people are educated, all these black people went to college, all these HBCUs out there, and you always tend to look at those of us that don't have to represent all of us. Why do white people do that?
No. You asked why.
But you just did.
There was a rumor that Sherman Park, wherever had been, drugs had been put in there. And why that became like a conspiracy kind of thing.
Do you believe that?
I think that whites have been. I was asking the question of why people believe it.
No, I'm asking you, do you believe it?
Do I believe white people set up black people to have a rougher time? Yes.
Hmm. Okay.
White people set up any nation besides white people to have a rougher time.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you much. I appreciate it, Sue.
Okay. Okay.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Thank God for Top 5 at 5.